The text for this meditation is found in the opening words of St. John, specifically verses 6 through 8. There was a man sent forth from God whose name was John. He came for testimony to bear witness to the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness to the light. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, these words remind us that we have been called by God to witness the light. On the one hand, we want to say that being called to witness the light is God coming to us and saying to us, stand back and observe what I have done for you. For I have sent the light into the darkness, my Son Jesus Christ. Observe what he has done. And we do this constantly, especially year after year through the liturgical lessons, remembering our Lord's birth, remembering his suffering and death, and now remembering how he comes to us as the Good Shepherd to nurture and to increase our faith and to edify us and to give us the resources with which we can go into the world to minister. And secondly, we have been called by that light to be his reflectors, to be those who go out beyond the camp, outside the city, to suffer with him reproach and abuse. We are his projection into the world, into the darkness of sin. We carry his message of grace and truth, of light and life to the world around us. About 2.5 weeks ago, a group of missionaries were gathered together in San Jose, Costa Rica, to study about theological education, specifically how to train leadership in Central America and Panama, and also then into the southwest of the United States, following this migration of people who are coming up into our cities, especially Los Angeles. And they interrupted that study to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and take a jeep out of the capital of this country to follow a winding road up the side of a volcano. And there, in the cold, wintry night, to look below them and see this lake of twinkling lights, which were the lights of the city of San Jose, and on the other side of the darkness, which was the volcano Irazu, to see this other city, other lake of lights, I should say, of the city of Cartago. And they did this in order to look up into the lake of lights, the starry sky, and see Halley's Comet. Now this comet, which had been touted by many to be some sort of celestial fireworks that was going to come this year, proved to be nothing but a tiny little smudge of light. Very difficult to pick out in the cluster of stars that compose the Milky Way. But it could be seen, and one of the missionaries brought some binoculars, so it could be seen a little bit more clearly, but it certainly was not that huge ball of light with that tremendous tail that would illuminate the night. Certainly wasn't something to be compared to the fireworks that occurred at our Savior's birth, when the heavens proclaimed the glory of that child who was born so humbly in Bethlehem in a manner that brought Gentiles, pagans, thousands of miles to stand at his feet and to offer him gifts. We have been sent to be reflectors of his light. And although at times we would like to think of ourselves as bright stars in the church, all too often we prove to be nothing more than fuzz balls or smudges of light. And we know that. The very word tells that about ourselves, that we have no light of our own, that we are sinful, we are warped, we are twisted. And that light of God's gospel reflects through us so weakly at times. So we need to come and confess our sins, to ask and remember the forgiveness that we have in Him, and then to return to the world renewed and empowered by His grace. I like to say that when the Lord gave His great commission, He sent His disciples, first of all, to Jerusalem. And we are sent also as His apostles today to the most difficult missionary field, which is certainly not Guatemala or Central America. You know, going across the seas to another land can be very frustrating, but it can also be a work of absolute joy. To learn a new language, to be surrounded by things that are so different. You learn something new every single day. I can't imagine a better education for a person, a more exciting work to do. That's easy. But the most difficult missionary field is Jerusalem, our own family, our own homes, perhaps the people with whom we study. Our city, our congregation, our city, our society here in the United States. And ultimately, the Lord has sent us also to the ends of the world. But the most difficult is the closest at hand. And it's there that we perhaps are seen more as those smudges of light. Because our families know our warts, they know our weaknesses, they know our ego, our anger, our frustration, our weakness. And yet as we remember that we do not have this light in of ourselves, but are claimed by His grace and empowered by His grace, then we remember that we are but reflectors. We are not sent out into the world to proclaim what we have, but what we have received, and what God offers to all nations. As one man said, we do not go out as the rich and offer of our abundance, but rather we go out as beggars into the world and tell others where they can find bread. Halley's Comet is perhaps a cosmic disappointment. And yet, as we remember that little ball of ice, only 1 to 5 miles across, is traveling away from us now at tremendous speeds and is now over 100 million miles away, yet standing on a volcano in Central America, one can see its light. It reflects the light of the sun. And you and I are called into this world to do the same, to reflect the light of His Son. The Lord be with you and empower you and send you mightily into this darkness of the world and into the world of sin to proclaim that message of light that gives life in Jesus Christ. Amen.